华帮我哋读出呢段经文。
我们首先一起来读出这些经文。耶和华说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去，将近伯法奇和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：“你们往对面林子里去，进去的时候，必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。”打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么？”他们说：“主要用它。”他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美上帝，说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。”
好，今天为我们证道的是张雅各牧师。
今天为我们证道的是张雅各牧师。
翻译是宋世君姊妹。
翻译是宋世君姊妹。
有请两位。
有请。
Nice to see so many people.
很高兴看到那么多人。
It seems we are getting away from the COVID.
看来我们离疫情越来越远了。
Thank you for letting me share the gospel with you.
感谢有这样机会跟大家来分享福音。
Both those who are here and who is watching me now or later.
在座的各位，还有那些在网上看到的和今后会来看我们这个讲道的。
You heard the text.
刚才你们听到了我们的经文。
And today is Palm Sunday.
今天是棕榈主日。
Do you remember what Palm Sunday is about?
你们记不记得棕树主日是关于什么的呢？
Who were the characters on Palm Sunday in the story we just heard?
在棕树主日这天有哪些重要的角色呢？
What happened at Palm Sunday?
在棕树主日发生了些什么呢？
Let us hear what you remember.
让我们听听你们刚都记得了些什么。
You heard the Bible text.
你们已经听了刚才的经文了。
I'm going to ask you some questions.
现在我要问一些问题哦。
And you can answer me in Cantonese, Mandarin, Norwegian, or English.
你可以用广东话、普通话、英文或挪威文来回答我。
Who were the actors in this story?
这个故事里有哪些角色呢？
Who is able to speak first? Can you mention one of the people in the story or persons or whatever?
你们能不能记得故事里有哪些角色呢？
Jesus.
有耶稣。
Yeah, I got him on the top of my list too. How about the others? What else did you hear?
另外还有哪些角色呢？
Yeah, the disciples.
对，有门徒。
Yeah, Jesus, the disciples. Who else? Yeah, you have a donkey, yeah?
对，有一头驴驹。
Good. Still, there are some people.
还有人呢？
Huh?
驴驹的主人。
Oh yeah, the boss of the donkey, the owner of the donkey. Yeah, he's interesting.
他是一个有意思的人。
Yeah. Okay, and then our final question. Who else?
最后一个问题，还有谁呢？邻居 neighbors.
Yeah, you could say that, the crowd. I think you're talking about the crowd.
对，人群。
They also had why is it called Palm Sunday?
为什么要说把这个叫做棕树主日呢？
This is a trick question because it's not mentioned in this text.
这是一个比较难的问题，因为并没有在刚才读的经文里面谈到。
In Matthew and in Mark, they are waving palm branches in this story. Same story.
在马太福音和马可福音里面，关于这一天的描述，那些人呢是挥舞着棕树枝。
So you can find this story in three Gospels.
所以这个故事呢是在三本福音书里面都有提及的。
Now, I want to look at all these people you have been mentioning.
现在呢，我们来一个一个看看这些角色。
Do you know what a donkey is?
你们知道驴是什么吗？
It looks a little bit like a horse.
它看上去有点像匹马。
But smaller.
但是要小一点。
However, donkeys are very different animals to horses.
但是驴驹是跟马完全不同的一种动物。
They have different personalities.
它们有不同的性格。
I looked up donkeys on YouTube.
我在油管上面查找了一下有关驴驹。
And I realized they were really impressive.
我意识到他们其实是非常让人震惊的。
They are smaller, but they are strong and can carry heavy loads.
虽然他们体型小一点，但是他们非常强壮，是可以承载很重的重物的。
A human being is not a problem.
所以做个人是完全没有问题的。
And they are known to be both patient and stubborn.
然后他们是以耐心和倔强而著称的。
If they think that something might hurt them on the road, they will refuse to go.
如果他们觉得路上有什么东西威胁了他们，他们会拒绝往前再挪的。
And then it's almost impossible to move them.
然后这几乎就是不可能让他们再挪一步了。
And they can be dangerous too.
而且他们是可以是很危险的一种动物。
Did you know that a donkey can kick a wolf or a hyena or a dog to death?
你知不知道一个驴驹是可以把一头狼、一个猎狗或者是一个狗一直踢到死的
？I saw a donkey on YouTube. He kicked a lion and it broke its jaw.
我在油管上看一头驴驹踢了一头狮子。把狮子的那个下颚给踢坏了。
So you should check out donkeys on YouTube.
所以你们应该去油管上去查一下驴驹。
And many places donkeys are used to guard the sheep.
在许多地方呢，那些牧人是用驴驹来牧养他们的羊的。
If there is a donkey in the field, the wolf will never dare to enter the field.
如果在草场上有一头驴驹的话，那些狼是不敢去亲近它们的。
But the donkey doesn't attack the sheep.
但是驴驹是不会去袭击那些羊的。
And this is just inside their personalities.
这只是他们的一个性格当中的一部分。
The donkey that took Jesus to Jerusalem probably did not know what it was doing.
那头驮着耶稣进耶路撒冷的驴驹可能并不知道他在做什么。
But it played an important role.
但是他扮演了一个非常重要的角色。
And there are many reasons that Jesus chose a donkey and not a horse.
耶稣选择了一头驴驹而没有选择一匹马是有许多原因的。
Why didn't he choose a beautiful horse? After all, he wanted to ride into Jerusalem as a king.
为什么他没有选择去骑一匹漂亮的大马呢？毕竟他进耶路撒冷城是一个国王的身份进城的。
Have you ever heard the phrase "the medium is the message"?
你有没有听说过这样一句话，叫做“媒介其本身就是讯息
”？It is a quote from Marshall McLuhan.
这是马歇尔·麦克鲁汉说的。
He's a communication expert.
他是一个传媒的专家。
The meaning of the phrase "the medium is the message" is this.
这句话的意思是这样的。
The form of the message, how the message is presented, is the message, almost all of the message itself.
这个信息它本身是以什么样的形式传达的？这个传媒的本身其实就是这个信息的本身。
If you see something, if you read something, if you hear something, it will influence how you understand.
如果你看到了一些东西，听到了一些东西，你怎样听到会影响到你怎样来理解。
But actually here, the donkey is both the medium and the message.
在这里，这头驴驹既是讯息，又是媒介。
He really wanted, Jesus really wanted to tell people something by riding on a donkey.
耶稣在骑这个驴驹的过程中，他是想要告诉大家一个讯息。
By choosing a donkey, he was putting himself into a prophecy in the Old Testament.
选择驴驹，他把自己置身于旧约当中的一个预言。
Zechariah 9:9, we heard it earlier.
就是我们刚才听到的撒迦利亚书第九章第九节。
See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
看哪、啊。你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
By coming to Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus told everybody who knew the Old Testament that he was the Messiah.
通过骑着这头驴驹入城，他告诉所有的
the one that they were waiting for.
他告诉所有的耶路撒冷人，他就是世界在等待的弥赛亚，他就是犹太人在等的人。
However, the donkey is saying more to the people.
然而，这头驴驹也告诉大家一个讯息。
If you look at people riding on a horse, they are way more cool than people riding on a donkey.
当你看一个骑在高头大马上的人，他看上去要比骑在驴驹上的人威风很多。
A donkey makes you look humble.
一头驴驹让这个人看上去谦卑。
And、of course, that also fitted Jesus well.
这个也正是印证了耶稣的身份。
Jesus was a humble servant, come to help us.
耶稣是以非常谦卑的身份来侍奉我们。
Humble enough to be willing to sacrifice himself.
他是如此的谦卑，以至于为我们众人而死。
And a donkey also signifies peace.
一头驴驹也象征着和平。
And that's what Jesus wanted to give us, peace with God.
这正是耶稣要给我们的，与神和好。
If he had come on a horse, the signal would have been very different.
如果他是骑着马来的话，那么我想这个讯息是会非常不同的。
Jesus would have been like other kings on the earth, in the world.
那耶稣就会如同世上的其他君王一样了。
A king who wanted to go to war and rule us.
一个想要去征战，想要来控制我们的一个君王。
Horse is a symbol of high and mighty.
马是高高在上的。
In English, you can say he is on his high horse.
在英语里，你可以说这个人骑在高头大马上。
It's not a compliment.
这并不是一个赞美的话。
It's actually saying that person feels that he is better, more important, and yeah, I have to listen to him.
那是在说这个人觉得他自己自我感觉很良好，他比别人都很要重要，大家都要听他的话。
How about us?
那么我们呢？
Can we be like a donkey and carry Jesus?
我们能不能成为驴驹，让耶稣骑在我们身上呢？
As I said, we think that the donkey didn't know what he was doing.
我刚才说到驴驹并不知道他自己在做什么。
But he did a good job.
但是他做了一件非常棒的工作。
Just like the donkey, we should try to do the things that we should do.
就如同那头驴驹一样，我们应该去做那些分配给我们的工作。
Things that given to us.
分配给我们的那些工作。
Even though we don't understand the big picture sometimes.
虽然有时候我们并不明白整个愿景是怎样的。
Our strength and our abilities are given us from God.
我们所有的能力都是来自神。
When we use them in a good way, we take care of this world.
当我们用神给我们的能力去做好事的时候，我们正在照顾神的世界。
And everything in this world belongs to God.
而这个世界上的一切都是属于神的。
And then now I want to look at the two disciples in the story.
现在我们要来看看这两个门徒。
Those who fetched the donkey.
那两个去牵驴驹的人
They got a difficult job.
他们真的是拿到了一个非常棘手的任务。
How would you have felt if Pastor Chen had asked you to go outside and borrow a stranger's car?
如果我们的陈牧师叫我们出去去借一个陌生人的车,
and not even asking for it.
甚至都没有去借,
and only to say something if the owner stopped you.
只是说如果那个车主来质问你的时候呢，你该怎么回答？
I think he would have refused. I would.
我想可能你会拒绝，至少我会拒绝他的。
I would have told him to go and rent one.
我会叫他说，哎，你到租赁公司去租一辆好不好？
However, the two disciples, they went.
但是这两个门徒去了。
And they succeeded.
而且他们成功了。
Even though they must have felt pretty insecure about what they were doing.
虽然他们一定当时觉得非常不安。
Yeah. They were allowed to take the donkey.
他们被允许牵走了那头驴。
And maybe when they found the donkey, they saw it as a sign that this was okay.
也许在他们找到驴驹的时候，他们认为这是一个征兆。
Because after all, Jesus had told them where they would find it.
毕竟耶稣告诉了他们，他们会在哪里找到那头驴驹。
So, and when they were confronted by the owner, they said exactly what they had been told to say.
当那个驴驹的主人问他们的时候，他们告诉了他耶稣教他们说的话。
And while the owner let them take the animal.
然后那个主人就让他们牵走了那头驴。
They must have been proud when they brought the animal to Jesus. Mission accomplished.
当他们把那头驴驹牵回来给耶稣的时候，他们一定是非常自豪，任务完成了。Have
you ever felt Jesus was asking you to do something you were insecure about doing?
你们曾经有没有这样的经历，感觉耶稣叫你们做一件事情，这件事情让你们觉得不安？
I often wonder if I'm able to do the things that I feel Jesus asked me to do.
有时候，我会自己问自己，我会不会觉得耶稣叫我做的事情，我都是觉得很舒服的去做呢？
The day NMS in Hong Kong decided we should try to start a new church, I stood up and said I wanted to try.
那天香港 NMS 传道会决定我们应该尝试建立一个新教堂的时候，我站起来说，我想尝试。
I still remember when I said that, another part of me questioned myself about why I was sticking my head out.
我仍然记得在我说的时候，另一半的我正在质问我自己，为什么要挺身而出？
How could I believe I were able to do something like that?
我怎么能够相信我有能力做这样一份工作呢？
I probably was not.
也许我并不适合。
The truth is that the church we started was something we did together.
事实上，我们创办的教会是我们有与许多兄弟姐妹一起努力的。
With lots of brothers and sisters putting efforts together and having God behind it all.
有许多兄弟姐妹一起工作，而且有神在背后一直支撑着我们。
Of course, one of the sisters was my wife.
当然，当中的一位姐妹呢，就是我的太太。
I believe if you feel God wants you to do something good, not sinful things, mind you, you should go for it.
我相信，如果你觉得神让你去做一件事情，不是一件罪恶的事情，你应该去做。
If you fail, at least you will have followed what you thought was God's will.
即使你失败了，你仍然知道你是照着神的旨意去做的。
But more often than not, God makes the impossible possible.
但是往往神让不可能的成为可能。
So sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone to serve God, to follow God's will in our life.
所以有时候我们必须要走出我们的自己的安全区，来遵从神的旨意。
And how about the rest of the disciples in this story?
那么，其余的那些门徒呢？
After the donkey is brought to Jesus, they started to work.
他们那头驴驹被牵到他们面前的时候，他们开始工作了。They
had to make a saddle on the back of the donkey so that Jesus could ride on it.
他们必须要在驴驹的背上做一个鞍，这样耶稣才可以骑在上面。
So would you, and they used their clothes for that.
那么我要问，你们会不会把你的衣服拿出来做这件事情呢？
Would you be able to? Would you be willing to use your clothes like that?
你会不会愿意把你的衣服拿出来做这样一件事情呢？
This is what it means to be a disciple.
这意味着是做门徒。
It means to serve.
这就是侍奉。
Much different from how we often serve now, how we think about service now.
至于我们现在想到侍奉的时候的那个概念非常不一样。
Yet, to serve, and to make disciples, sorry, so they were disciples, and they were doing what the church should do most today.
他们是门徒，他们是做教会做和现在的教会做的事情非常相似。
Are the church today making disciples?
那么我们现在的教会是不是仍然在培养门徒呢？
Would you like to become a real disciple?
你愿不愿意作为一个真正的门徒呢？
And let God be master of all your things, even your clothes.
让神掌管你的一切，甚至你的衣服。
It's a tough question.
这是一个很难的问题。
And the next role is the owner of the donkey.
接下来我们要看的这个角色呢，就是那头驴驹的主人。
We don't know much about him.
我们对他所知甚少。
But he let the animals take, he let the disciples take the animal.
但是他让门徒把那头驴牵走了。
So he showed flexibility.
所以他是一个蛮灵活的人。
He must have been a guy who was willing to take a risk.
他一定是一个愿意冒风险的人。
He could not know that the Lord would give the donkey back to him.
他不可能知道神会不会把那头驴还给他。
Yet he took a chance.
但是他仍然冒险了。
A different chance that the two, it was a chance.
这确实是一个机会。
Donkeys and horses are not cheap animals.
驴驹啊，马啊，这都不是什么便宜的动物。
I think I have something to learn from the owner of the donkey.
我觉得我从这个驴主人身上学到了一些东西。
To trust people more and to take a chance that they will not cheat me.
更加的去信任别人，相信他们并不会来欺骗自己。
It's not that we should not use our brains.
这不是说我们不要动脑子啊。
We don't want to be cheated. We should try not to be cheated.
我们并不想被欺骗，我们也不应该去被欺骗。
But we should be more open to others.
但是我们应该更多的敞开自己。
And then the large crowd.
然后让我们看看这些人群。
The size of the crowd are more clearly described in Matthew's version of Palm Sunday.
这个人群的究竟有多大，在马太福音里有更加明确的描述。
The crowd seemed to be larger.
在那里似乎这个人群人更多。
And in Matthew, we hear about the palm branches.
而且在马太福音里，你也会看到他对于棕榈树的那个描述。
And the people in the crowd did something outrageous.
在人群，他们做了一件非常令人震惊的事情。
They put down their clothes on the road so that the donkey and Jesus could ride over it.
他们把自己的衣服脱下放在地上，所以，耶稣骑着驴可以通过。
Maybe this is where the red carpet comes from in TV shows like Oscar and so forth. You see the stars on the red carpet.
也许这是红毯的来源，你在奥斯卡那个颁奖礼上可以看到有铺红毯。
Yeah. So by doing this, they also show something very important.
在他们做这件事情的时候，他们也显示了一件非常重要的事情。
They had gotten the message about who Jesus was.
他们得到了耶稣是谁的这个重要讯息。
They wanted to honor Jesus.
他们想耶稣得荣耀。
They wanted to show Jesus how much they respected him.
他们想让耶稣看到他们有多么的尊重他。
And they were showing their humility.
他们在显示自己的谦卑。
By even letting him ride over their clothes.
让耶稣的驴驹甚至可以从他们的衣服上走过。
I think you know what comes out of the back of donkeys and horses, don't you?
我想你们知道在那个马驴驹后面会出现一些什么样的现象。
And they can come at any time.
这随时会发生的事情。
Well, think about it.
想一想。
Yeah, would we humiliate ourselves in this way to show our love for Jesus?
我们会如此的谦卑，向耶稣显示我们的爱吗？
And then they cried out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord."
然后他们喊道，祝福神。
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平。在至高之处有荣光。
The crowd was crying this.
人群大声喊着。
I wonder if the same people were present in the courtyard of Pilate when Jesus was judged.
我就在想，那群喊这些喊的人，有没有人在几天后，在比拉多的院子里面？
I wonder if the same people who were praising Jesus on Palm Sunday were cursing him 4 days later on Shatrashta, Maundy Thursday in English.
有没有人在棕树主日赞美神，然后在四天后的玉竹节却在那里诅咒他呢？
Crowds can be dangerous.
人群可以是很危险的。
Our human hearts are dangerous.
人心是很危险的。
They can be changed.
他们人心是会变的。
We all have been deserted by friends sometimes or other.
我们当中都有人曾经被朋友抛弃。
Sometimes people change over time, and sometimes they change quickly.
有时候人会变的，有时候他们变得非常快。
One day crowds can praise you. One day they want to kill you. The next day they want to kill you.
一有一天他们可以把赞美你，把你捧上天；第二天他们想离开你。甚至想杀了你。
When they came to arrest Jesus, all the disciples ran away except Peter.
在那些兵丁来抓耶稣的时候，所有人都逃跑了，除了彼得。
And Peter followed at a distance.
彼得在远远的跟着他们。
But even later, he denied he knew Jesus.
但是过了一会儿，就连彼得都否认了耶稣。
Okay, let's sum up.
好，现在让我们总结一下。
We heard about a donkey.
我们听到了关于驴驹。
The different people and what they did on Palm Sunday.
不同的人，他们都在棕树主日上做了些什么。
Both donkeys can be patient and stubborn.
驴驹是可以非常耐心的，但是也可以非常的倔强。
Both are good abilities if you want to finish something.
他们都是有能力，来完成一项任务的。
The two disciples were willing to go out of their comfort zone.
两个门徒，他们愿意走出他们的舒适区。
And the crowd humbled themselves.
人群，都是谦卑了他们自己。
We can learn from all of them.
我们从他们身上都可以学到一些东西。
What do you want to learn from them?
你想从他们身上学到什么呢？
What do you need to improve in your life?
你的生命当中有哪些是需要来改进的呢？
Are you patient and have enough stubbornness in your life to go through with what you want to do?
你有没有足够的耐心
和
足够的坚定来完成你生命当中的一些事情呢？
Are you willing to go out to your comfort zone for Jesus?
你愿不愿意为了耶稣走出你的自己的舒适区呢？
Are you flexible and willing to change?
你是不是非常灵活，愿意去改变呢？
Are you willing to humble yourself and worship Jesus with all your heart?
你愿不愿意谦卑自己，用自己的全心来敬拜神呢？
People are different, so they may answer these questions differently.
人是不一样的，大家回答这些问题可能有不同的答案。
We all have thoughts about ourselves.
我们都有关于自己的想法。
We all know what our strengths and weaknesses are.
我们都自己知道自己的强处和弱点在哪里。
Sometimes we are correct and sometimes we are wrong.
有时候也许我们是对的，但有时候我们也会错。
It's easy to overestimate yourself and also to underestimate yourself.
人很容易高估了自己，也很容易低估了自己。
What we actually are talking about here is how we are to be disciples of Jesus.
我们在这里讨论的是我们怎样才能成为耶稣的门徒。
What has helped me most in serving Jesus in a good way are my wife and my friends.
在帮助我来侍奉耶稣的所有人当中，最重要的就是我的太太和我的朋友们。
And I have, among my friends, I have a mentor.
在我的朋友当中，我有一个导师。
A disciple, a discipler, if you can use that word, a person who makes me a disciple. Okay.
一个蒙徒的老师，如果我可以用这个单词的话。
A discipler is one who makes disciples. Yes.
一个蒙徒导师就是一个训练蒙徒的人。
Being open and discussing with my life with my friends, my wife and mentor, you know, it helps me think through what I'm doing.
和我的门徒导师还有我的太太和朋友们开诚布公地讲述我生命当中的一些事情，帮助我成为一个更好的门徒。
A mentor is a discipler or a Christian. He must be a Christian, of course.
一个门徒的导师他必须是一个基督徒，当然。
He should be more mature than yourself.
他应该比你自己更加成熟。
In faith and in life.
无论是在信仰上还是在生活当中。
The point of having a discipler is to have someone that can mirror yourself to you.
有一个门徒的导师的目的就是让你更加清楚地看到自己。
To show how you really look like to others.
让你更加可以清楚地看到在别人的眼中你是怎样的一个人。
And a discipler is a friend who is not afraid to tell you the truth.
一个门徒的导师，他也是一个朋友，他并不害怕告诉你事实。
A friend who refuses to tell you not to tell you the truth about yourself is not a true friend.
如果一个朋友不把事情的真相告诉你的话，他其实不是一个真心的朋友。
We all need to be transparent.
我们要更加的透明。
We need to have see-through relationships.
我们要更加清楚地看到这些关系
to improve ourselves to serve God.
来从而改进自己来侍奉神。
So I have a friend I meet with regularly every second week about and then we share about our life.
我有一个朋友，我们每两个星期见一次面，然后我们都是讨论我们的人生。
I know that he cares for me.
我知道他非常关爱我。
And that he wants to help me to stay close to God and close to my service.
他是想要帮助我与神亲近，也更好的来侍奉。
And I have served in churches that have a system to develop disciples.
我在一个有培门徒训练的一个系统的教会里面做侍奉。
And I think making disciples is the church's most important job.
我觉得培养门徒是一个教会非常最最重要的一个工作。
It's not to make them sit in the seats and listen to us.
不是说让大家坐在下面听我在上面讲什么。
It is to make them real disciples, followers of Jesus.
而是把他们塑造成真正的门徒，让他们能够跟从耶稣。
I think you have heard the name the Great Commission.
我想你们当中所有的人都听说过大使命。
Die Seeming and in Norwegian missions for falling in.
在挪威的那个传道会里面就把这个叫做大使命。
Let me read it to you in English. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Don't worry, I won't start a new sermon now.
不要紧张，我不是又要开始布道了。
But the most important verb in the Great Commission is to make disciples.
但是在大使命里面最重要的那个词句就是要培养门徒。
We are to make disciples.
我们要培养门徒。
Are our churches making disciples?
我们的教会在培养门徒吗？
Or are they just making attendance, people who attend the worship?
或者我们只是让人来坐在那边听到。
In Hong Kong, I heard a guy I respect very much say something strange.
我在香港听到一个我非常尊重的人说了一句奇怪的话。
He asked us if we were willing to be fat.
他问我们愿不愿意长胖。
Now,
F-A-T.
F-A-T, fat. That is an abbreviation of three words I want to share with you.
这个呢其实是三个单词的一个缩写。
But Norwegians like me, you know, we don't want to be fat.
挪威人像我这样的，我们不想长胖。
In the old times, the Chinese wanted to be fat, but not now.
中国以前的时候呢，中国人是想长胖的，但是现在也不想长胖了。
So what does fat stand for?
那么究竟这个长胖是什么意思呢？
Why should disciples be fat?
为什么门徒要长胖呢？
Well, the F stands for faithful.
F 的意思呢，就是信。
And the A stands for available.
A 就是说，要是，
you have time actually, that you have time for something.
你是有时间的，你是可以被主用的。
And the T is very important.
T 非常重要。
It stands for teachable.
是说，是可教导的。
That you're willing to be taught.
你是愿意接受教导的。
Yeah, so disciples should be fat.
所以门徒是要长胖。
I think you remember it now.
我想你们现在记住了。
So go out and have lunch, huh?
所以现在可以出去吃午饭了。
Amen.